Once again, the vote of Centre Alliance will be key to whether or not the government succeeds in passing its so-called union busting bill. But the Minister for Industrial Relations, Christian Porter, has rejected the party's demand the bill expressly prevent the minister from bringing a case against a union. Centre Alliance says the measure is designed to prevent the bill being used as a political weapon against unions. Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick is with me now. Senator, welcome.
Good evening.
The Ensuring Integrity Bill will come before the House of Representatives on Wednesday. At this stage, will Centre Alliance support it?
Look, Centre Alliance is likely to support it in the House, but it will then come across to the Senate and really won't be dealt with until October, when the Senate committee that is established into the bill has reported.
You've asked the government to remove a provision that would allow the minister to bring a federal court action against a union. Why specifically the minister?
Well, we want to basically make sure there's parity between the corporate sector and the union sector. And so when you look across each side of the ledger and look for inconsistencies, that is certainly one of them. So you don't have ministers making applications to the courts in respect of corporations. We don't think that's appropriate for unions as well, and particularly in an environment where, you know, the minister himself is calling it a union bashing bill. You know, we just don't need the politics in this.
The government has until September or October to win your support for the bill. What will it take? Is that sort of a deal breaker for you, that issue around the minister?
Well, we've been working with the government constructively, going backwards and forwards, looking at each of the different provisions to make sure that what is on the union side of the ledger is similar to what is on the corporate side of the ledger. Sometimes that's very difficult because it's not always apples and apples. And in fact, quite often it's apples and oranges.
The government clearly is very committed to this bill. It needs to also get Senator Jackie Lambie on board. And of course, you're in a loose block where you can agree. She says she's inclined to vote against it if Victorian CFMEU boss John Secca resigns. Do you share her concerns about John Secca, or is it about unions more broadly?
Look, I think any law that you pass should be passed on the basis of trying to resolve some controversy, not with any particular individual. So I'd hate to really pull out an individual and say that some laws are attached to that individual. The government is trying to deal with misconduct in the union sector. Look, there's no question that the CFMEU has engaged in misconduct and has come under the sort of, there's been bad raps from the court in relation to the union. But I don't think you make laws for one person.
As the bill currently stands, an employer or an employer organisation would be able to bring an action against a union who engaged in unprotected industrial action. Do you think that's fair?
Look, I think if someone's got standing, just as they do in the corporate sector, and this is where there's not quite apples and apples, then yes, they should be able to bring an action where they think that misconduct has occurred.
The Britain-based International Centre for Trade Union Rights says this bill breaches international conventions on labour rights by restricting workers' freedom of association and collective bargaining. Does that concern you?
Look, I'm not concerned by that. I think there's a bit of rhetoric in there. Look, this bill imposes nothing on anyone without a court doing so. And courts all the time, and to give an extreme example, a court might put someone in jail. That has the same effect of saying you can't now associate with people who you used to before. So it's not as though the government is trying to prevent unions from getting together and working together as a union. In fact, I absolutely support that. I think they do a great job in most instances. If people breach the law, then sometimes their liberties are taken away from them.
How about if they take action, for instance, some unprotected strike action? That's an issue too. Do you think that should be covered by this?
Well, it's an issue that, once again, is a misconduct, and once again, the court might look at that. I would think that the court would look at any particular incident and look at the history of a union and the circumstances in which they did that before deciding to deregister.
We've seen more evidence just last week about the extent of wage theft in the hospitality sector with celebrity chef George Columbaris. Are you satisfied by the government's promise to introduce criminal penalties for systemic wage theft?
Look, I think that's appropriate. People go to work hard, and are entitled to get paid what it is that they have been promised.
Yes, but the bar seems to be pretty high that they're going to build into these laws. There would have to be systemic and cover-ups and all sorts of layers into that. Are you satisfied that that's enough, or should the government make those criminal consequences easier to obtain or easier to get to?
Once again, I think you always have to look at the legislation, and we haven't seen that yet. But you know, you don't want to have the bar set too high. You also don't want it set too low. You know, sometimes accidents occur or mistakes occur rather, and you must have laws that cope with those sorts of circumstances that have perhaps lesser sanctions. And there are people who may well do this in a contrived planned manner. Then I think you have to look at those circumstances and say, well, there's a different sanction required in those circumstances.
You supported a motion for an inquiry into Energy Minister Angus Taylor's lobbying of the Environment Department over the illegal spraying of native grass on land he part owned. What are your concerns about Angus Taylor's conduct here?
Well, I actually might at this point depart slightly from Penny Wong's view. I don't think that Angus Taylor in any way interfered with an investigation. On the evidence that I saw, I sat down and read all of the documentation over the weekend. I do, however, ever have a concern with a member of parliament who makes representations that go to interests of either his family or in some way a financial interest for himself. I think in those circumstances, you are much better standing back. You know, there could have been any senator that Angus Taylor could have gone to and said, look, this is an issue. It's an issue for my electorate. I actually have a personal interest in this and I don't really want to weigh in. Would you talk to my constituents and have and make representations on their behalf? I think it really looks poor, and particularly in the circumstances of this case where at the time that Angus Taylor was seeking to have meetings with the department, it was almost an identical time period where his brother was writing to the New South Wales government suggesting that he shouldn't be, or that his brother shouldn't be found in any way guilty of any particular charge relating to the poisoning of grasslands on his property. So the timing was all very untidy, but yeah, I know that if I was ever asked to represent on an issue that I had a close connection with, I would simply ask someone else to do that independently to avoid any perception of a conflict.
The motion ultimately failed after One Nation voted against it. Is that the end of the matter as far as Parliament is concerned, or will you continue seeking answers to these questions?
Well, I think we do have to tighten up on things like statements of ministerial standards that the Prime Minister has. In fact, the inquiry that I've got up into former Minister Pine and former Minister Bishop will go some way to look at just generically how the statement of ministerial standards is upheld. Look, I think what will happen is this matter will now get played out at estimates.
Does this add weight to calls for a federal anti-corruption body?
Look, I think any time this sort of thing happens, it doesn't pass the pub test, and most people have a right to feel as though politicians are you know, not of the right character, and then, of course, look to ways to enforce integrity upon them. And things like a National Integrity Commission seem very, very palatable to most people, and that's, in fact, something we would support.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick there. This is RN Drive 0418 226 576 is our text line.